This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Better be on guard. You know, I like to know that I'm pleasing God and I want to hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Joseph went through so many things and everything was lining up. He went from the to the palace, but in this process, this woman, Potiphar's wife, tried to catch him, and what did she say? "Lie with me." You know, I like that word "lie" because it is a lie, saying, "Come lie with me," but Joseph fled. I'm telling you right now, God is warning you from his word, you need to flee fornication. Now, here's the next thing. 1 Corinthians Chapter 7, verse 2. Well, we're getting to it. I got to speed it up here. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. Here's what he says. "Nevertheless," oh my, I mean, I'm telling you, when you break that word up, "nevertheless," it's never going to be the less when you're following Christ. He says, "Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband." Man, I'm telling you, there it is. So he wants us to avoid fornication. He wants us to flee it, but how can we avoid it? You avoid it by getting married. Wow. Well, that goes right along with what he says. He says, "Marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled." God has created Adam and Eve and he joined them together. They became one flesh to produce fruit. And that's children. And he says, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. That tells you that is the only way you should have sex or sexual relations. Now, I like what 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 says. Let me actually make sure that's right. No, actually, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9. Let me get it right. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9. Listen to what it says. It says, "But if they cannot contain," that means stop themselves from having sex, "let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn." Goodness gracious alive. So to avoid fornication, he is simply saying you need to have your own husband and your own wife. So he wants us to avoid fornication. And here's the third thing. He wants us to abstain from fornication. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. And it reads this way, "For this is the will of God," oh man, "even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication." Wow. I'm telling you, whenever you are in the will of God, you're in the safest place you can be, because he is going to protect you. He is going to comfort you. He is going to provide for you. So, and it says, even your sanctification. That means you're living a pure life before God, a holy life. And he says that you should abstain from fornication. That means refrain from it. So he gives us three things there. Flee fornication, to avoid fornication, and then to abstain from fornication. If he's given us all of these warnings, think to yourself, should I be doing it? And as the definition of fornication says, there was three: sex outside of marriage, forsaking God. In other words, no matter what God told you, you're going to forsake him, turn your back, and do what you want to do. And then it says you're going to worship idol.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.